Just because we experience a negative emotion about a task to complete does not mean we should avoid getting something done or be punished for what is felt. Moreover, many children are confused when they do not feel any positive emotion about a task that is before them, as though that's always how they should feel. It's important at any age to learn about yourself by taking a look at your reactions to the emotions you feel. As discussed in several chapters of this book, self-observation that is often prompted by shame and felt as regret provides an opportunity to learn, change, improve, or do something differently the next time around. Both deadline-driven procrastinators and task-driven non-procrastinators who are successful in their endeavors or careers often make use of the emotions they experience. Rather than defensively respond to what they feel, they instead reflect, self-evaluate, and learn. Evolution has given you an impressive motivational system to help you navigate through life and get things done. Just like the thumb on your hand, emotions have evolved to help you, even though at times they may seem to get in the way. You may think that the best course of action is to suppress or disregard an intense emotion rather than figure it out. But why ignore an emotion that has evolved over thousands of years to help you? Emotions serve a purpose, informing you, the operator of your body, what to do. If you learn to interpret the messages your emotions convey and understand your reactions to them, you can make the most of the system that not only motivates you to get things done, but also motivates everything you do.